Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
WTAW News time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 49 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Gilmore Electric Express, locally and Aggie owned. For home electrical service, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Brazos County Commissioner Steve Aldrich learned when he read the agenda for this week's meeting, he was being replaced as a county representative on the board of the Brazos Valley Economic Development Corporation. County Judge Dwayne Peters explained during Tuesday's meeting that replacing Aldrich with Nancy Berry had to do with the search for the EDC's next CEO.
And I felt like you've been on the EDC board for the 6 years that you've been here, and I was planning to do that anyway, but I think whoever's going to be there longer term should be there for the interviews and trying to get somebody hired on as a director.
Aldrich, who was scheduled to serve on the BVEDC board until May, abstained from votes terminating his appointment and replacing him with Berry. Two members of the College Station ISD School Board were among those attending this week's Brazos County Intergovernmental Committee meeting. Geraldine Nolan shared what she learned about what's happening at Fujifilm Diosynth Biotechnologies, which is the BioCorridor's largest employer.
And how we as a community, you know, they hit on the fact that we as a community, it's all works together, right? Getting that facility here, keeping that facility, the recruitment and retainment of their workers as well, and just about how we can all work together and attract even more businesses like that here.
Board President Jeff Horak said he learned that Fuji has internship opportunities for high school students. Preparations continue for the first group of fifth graders attending Bryan ISD's new Sadbury Intermediate School. Principal Alfred Scott shared at this week's school board meeting the selection of school colors and mascot. Both reflect the school's namesake, O.W. Sadbury Sr., who was the principal of BISD's former Booker T. Washington Elementary School from 1949 through 1970.
We searched and searched and searched and searched and said, what would be the appropriate school colors? And we couldn't think of anything more appropriate than being the original colors of that former elementary, Booker T. Washington Elementary School, which was royal blue and white.
Scott said Booker T. Washington School had no mascot, so the mascot of Mustangs came from the aircraft flown by the Tuskegee Airmen, who Sadbury loved. Texas A&M University's world-renowned veterinary school has benefited Blinn College's veterinary technology program. During this week's Blinn Board of Trustees meeting, Chancellor Mary Hensley discussed how the partnership and their location in Bryan College Station benefits the program.
Blinn is the only community college that has an agreement in place with Texas A&M University to complete its veterinary technology, laboratory, and clinicals at the Texas A&M's world-renowned veterinary medical teaching hospital.
Dean Elmer Godney says they rent space at Texas A&M's teaching hospital.
And in fact, our students have two clinical rotations in the program, and the first one is done at the Texas A&M facilities. And they train alongside the veterinary students.
Dr. Godney says all of their students have a job when they graduate. The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce has announced this year's recipients of their Community Impact Award.
Sabe Boutique, Gold Star Barber Studios, and the Remnant of Narlands.
That is Chamber Community Liaison Royce Hickman. He says the award recognizes local business owners who meet historically underutilized business certification requirements. Tickets are available for the awards luncheon on February 21st. Details are at bcschamber.org. WTAW News time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 49 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Gilmore Electric Express. More news at 7:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-945 WTAW.
7:09 Infomaniacs, glad you're with us this morning for this Thursday. Let's do weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com today.
Intervals of sun and clouds across the region today, high 65 to 70. Partly cloudy tonight, lows will drop into the middle 40s. Becoming mostly cloudy on Friday, cooler, high temperatures only in the upper 50s. Plenty of clouds around Friday night, low in the middle to upper 40s. And partly to mostly cloudy on Saturday, with some rain likely, high temperatures again in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, 1620-945 WTAW.
A&M women's basketball in action tonight against Alabama. That and more coming up in sports.
There you go, 710. That's Shawnee sitting in for Zach, who's off doing some mountainside retreat wedding type thing in Oregon.
Yeah, he has a brother-in-law getting married this weekend. Okay. Yeah. I want to say it's Lauren's brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have pictures when the event happens. We haven't seen pictures of that yet, have we? Has he posted?
No, well, we don't respond, so he probably...
Yeah, okay.
I haven't seen any posts. Nope.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. So a woman says that Chipotle sent her an email stating that she had won free food for an entire year.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Then they sent an email that took the offer back.
Was this an official? Was it official from?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, no.
It sounds like it was an accidental send.
Yeah, oh, exactly. No. Our bad. So here's the TikTok video. Shay Williams kind of calling them out on this.
Chipotle. Why did I get this email saying that I won free Chipotle for a year? And then all of a sudden, I get another email saying, oh, no, that's okay. Never mind. We sent that in error.
They offered her one free Chipotle meal.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I mean, don't you just own this? Should you not?
So that's what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
No, well, it's Chipotle. It's like, what could 1 year supply of food really set them back?
I would even have done like a, well, one, like let's say one free year or whatever, but you get one meal a month.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. Yeah.
So
that's a fair
you
point.
at least get, you know, 12 free meals out of them. Once a month, you get to eat free on us. Like there were definitely ways to at least cushion the blow if you didn't want to give away a free year.
Instead
of just being like, oh, just kidding. And the problem is with social media, we're going to find out about
it.
Right.
That's exactly right.
So you may have gotten somebody who would have been like, oh, okay. But this woman was like, no, I'm going to share this on social media. And sure enough, here we are, some random radio station talking about it.
And
it's not a good look on Chipotle.
As Sean said, it's Chipotle. You know, they can afford it. They really, really could.
I wonder if any more of those emails got sent out, though. Like, do you think she was the only one to get that email?
Was this like a mass thing that's, well, I mean, surely we'd have heard about it by now.
Maybe.
But
we'll give it a day.
It's interesting.
We'll give it a day.
Mm-hmm.
There may be more.
I need to check my spam.
Because like I said, you know, there are a lot of people who probably get sent things on mistake and don't go to social media to talk about it. And then it goes viral. It takes one person. She goes, what happens when they start coming out of the woodworks?
Check your spam. That's exactly right. It could be in there. Hey, this is not spam. We are giving away a $25 gift card today from Maria Mia's. We do this on Thursdays because it's called Out of Context. Here we go. They roll it out a month before the Super Bowl, you know, which is
That's true.
Pretty smart. They get it out there, maybe get it established because obviously people are going to look for new snackaroos when it comes to that. So, we'll see.
New snackaroos
before they have
Bowl.
The commercials.
See how that happens.
So tell us what they were referring to in that clip. A, barbecue-flavored Doritos. B, Cheeto pretzels. C, plant-based beef jerky. Or D, kale sticks. These healthy options.
Oh, yeah. What were we talking about? What kind of snackaroos coming out right before the Super Bowl? Say A, B, C, or D. Give us your first and last name. 979-695-1620.
So goats are known for their ability to eat a wide variety of vegetation, including little spiky and poisonous plants.
Well, we've even heard how sometimes they'll use them to actually clear land.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Particularly good time of year for goats as Christmas trees are being recycled.
Mm.
And goats find them delicious, apparently. The Philly Goat Project, that's Philly for Philadelphia, will accept donated Christmas trees for $20 each to feed to goats, as the pine needles are rich in vitamins and minerals. And it probably makes their breath, piney
better.
Fresh.
Yeah, I would think so.
As of January, 600 trees had been donated, providing enough food to last the goats all the way through spring. So going to be a good year for them.
They say goats are good pets because of that. They just eat everything.
You know,
I think
goats are so cute.
Do you?
Well, yeah. The other thing is, I've heard, I think it's just from, you know, through the grapevine, but it's like, or like rodeos. I remember talking to someone at the petting zoo, and they said that goats are, I think the little ones are called kids.
Kids, yeah. Yep.
So they're as close to like a dog as, they're just like friendly, and they just walk up and they're the cutest thing you've ever seen. So it's, I mean, and they eat everything. They'll mow your grass for you.
Exactly.
I'm thinking about getting a goat.
So my thought.
I'm sure Lito would be very happy with a goat brother.
He would not.
Yeah, definitely not.
So, yeah. So Sean's kiddo is 8 months old or so, and yeah.
Whose name is Maddie, not Lito.
Yeah,
by the way,
gotcha.
Sean is also a wiener dog owner.
Yeah. I'm a wiener dog.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
you two can bond over that.
We're talking about that. Yeah. That's good. So. Why were you at the petting zoo?
It was one of the rodeos out at the convention center.
Oh, okay.
And they had a petting zoo out there.
And you wanted to, you and
Me
your age wanted
no,
to do
no,
that.
No, I did not have Maddie at this point. Yeah,
okay.
No,
yeah,
I
that's
paid
what I'm
to
saying.
Walk in with the kids. Yeah.
Right. So you just walk
with the kids, literally the goat kids and human kids.
My brother and I did this at Santa's Wonderland this past year.
Did you?
Now we did go with Wyatt, but
it was
I would have paid 10 times over to go again.
Really?
And again. Yes, I love petting zoos.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And somebody did by the parents. Yeah. Going, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Somebody did text in. I have goats, and just a fun fact: not all goats eat everything. I have very picky goats that only eat certain things.
Oh, these are bougie goats.
Bougie goats.
7:18 is the Infomaniacs on a Thursday, and yeah, we're doing Out of Context, and that's brought to you by the folks at Maria Mia. They're online at MariaMiaTexMexCantina.com. But yes, if you have goat stories, we'd love to hear about that.
Love goat stories.
Yeah.
Yes, please share.
Bougie goats
yeah. who only okay. eat certain yeah.
They're
things.
They're the high maintenance.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But no, the goats are super cute at petting zoos for sure. And the petting zoo out at Santa's Wonderland had all sorts of animals that mingled with one another. And it was kids and adults, okay?
Yeah. I got it. No, I know. I get you. I hear you. But there are a lot of you people who hide behind your kids, so you can go in there and play with them.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
All right. So we know that as legislatures get together, they come up with kind of strange bills that they roll out there mm-hmm. that may not become laws, but they catch your attention. This is from South Carolina. A bill allowing police to charge a bigger fine for people driving slow in the left lane of interstates.
Let's go.
I am on board.
All over this. A Senate subcommittee has improved increasing the fine from $25 to $100. And that's the thing.
Okay, so there is something already in place.
Yes.
I wonder how much they actually enforce
that,
it.
We don't have that here, though, do we?
I'm not sure. I know we've discussed it before that law enforcement people explain to you that slow drivers quite often can cause more havoc than fast drivers
sure.
can, especially when we talk flow of traffic and just kind of getting from hither and yon. But that's the thing, is what is a safe speed? If it is 45 miles an hour for them, they probably shouldn't be on the interstate. And it used to be, I don't know if it's still there. They used to have minimum speeds posted, and you probably would have to do
that.
You would have to post the minimum speed
right.
when it comes to that.
Right.
But anyhow, all that to be said, when you get in the car, you do have some responsibilities because there are other people on the road, even though you might not drive like that. And you see people who believe that way.
Mm-hmm.
At a stoplight, when you are at the front of the line, your only job...
is to pay attention.
Right. Focus on the red light.
Yeah.
And you need to be off the line in a flash when it hits green, because the quicker you respond, especially if you're talking about a left-hand turn, the more people can get through.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we talk about, quick intersections here in town. Like, there are some lights that are just, they're fast lights. And it always seems like you might be the third or fourth person back from the light, and that light turns green, and whoever's in the front is looking at their phone, they're talking to whoever, they're messing with the radio, and by the time they realize it's green and they start to go, and then the person behind them, you could have easily made it through, and now you're stuck at another light cycle.
Sadly, too many people are on their phones when that happens. Here is a woman who says she will be your champion.
I just want to let you guys know, if I'm first turning left, I will be your champion. I am waiting like an English setter. I'm pointing, just waiting for that green arrow, and I will floor it to the left so that we can all make it.
This lady read my diary.
Yeah.
This lady read my diary and read it word for word. Okay. Absolutely.
So I've got one intersection that just drives me nuts.
Okay.
Okay, and it's Spring Loop.
Oh.
Okay, if I'm on Spring Loop and I'm turning to get onto to university.
Uh-huh.
I mean.
Left or, I guess, left.
I'm turning left.
Yeah.
Those people just, more often than not, I mean, I come rolling up and there are 12 cars in front of me. And I go, oh, I made a bad decision. I should have gone over on Taro by the Hilton and gone that way. So when I get to that split, I've always got that choice. What am I going to do? Am I going to go over to Taro? And because I know that's two left-hand turn lanes by Golden Corral. And that works pretty well, usually.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? I people like pay more attention at certain places. Yeah. Or I don't know.
It is weird, but it's true.
Yeah. So my intersection that I'm thinking of is Texas and right here 2818.
Okay.
So it is right by the Walmart.
Yeah.
By the Walmart.
Yeah. Sure,
okay.
Sure.
Okay. So that is just if you're on 2818
and you're headed west. Right.
It is just a very fast light.
Yep.
It is a very fast light. It does not you don't have a lot of time, and it always seems like people are taking forever to get off the line, and you get stuck through like two or three light cycles.
And traditionally, it loads up.
It's a busy intersection.
It loads
absolutely
up.
Absolutely.
There's that, but then it goes to the flashing yellow, and then you're once again, you are beholden to someone else who, if they see anybody,
right.
You know, that's
even in their atmosphere.
Yeah, they're 10 seconds away from the intersection, but they don't want to turn
left. Well, and that's the thing is, I'm not even talking about left turns.
Yeah.
Like, even just going straight, it's a struggle.
Right. Yep. So, anyway, you got a responsibility out there.
Be a champion for someone today.
Yeah. And the deal is, you know, we're inside when all the morning problems are happening out there.
Oh, gosh. And we usually try to stay out of the afternoon stuff.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, is there an intersection out there where you find that there are people who are just not paying attention? And again,
there's too many to count in this town.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There are. And it's it can wait, right? It really can wait. Whatever is on your phone.
And what I don't understand is if, let's say, I am like behind two people behind.
Okay.
I will honk if the person in front is not honking, like, or the person in front of me isn't honking. Like, if you're the next person, it is also up to you, if you are paying attention, to alert the first person.
Yeah.
Do your job too.
This is the new. You were in New York.
I'm honking
for a while,
from like
right?
I'm honking from like six cars back. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah. Hey, caller, what's up? Caller, hello, whatever. So, yeah. So, obviously, do we need to get you a sign on the top of your car that just has your name on it so people know?
No,
okay,
Scott.
That you,
no.
Oh, here's
I drive a very generic car for a purpose.
726. Chelsea, what, you're sending me goat videos? What?
Yeah, it's a GIF, Scott. It's a GIF. You were texting about how much you like goats, so I thought you would appreciate that.
Hey, thanks.
Best thing that ever happened is when my dad discovered GIFs. Because
oh, no.
He's,
yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Yeah, it does. It's out there and it's fine. I just I haven't explored that yet. I know. Jackie sends me some every once in a while. I'll see some. So thank you for the
when it is sent at the right time, it can just make a conversation so hilarious.
It works. I'm holding it up to the microphone right now so everybody can see
it. Yeah.
Hey, this date in 1983. Were you guys even alive? Okay.
No.
The Apple Lisa. This was the first commercial personal computer from Apple to have a graphic interface, user interface, and a computer mouse. They announced it. This is what was coming. I mean,
fancy.
Consider where we are now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This was really, because that was going to bring it to your home. That meant it really could happen. And they were, back then, if you go back and look at those first Apple computers, they were also cute and all that kind of thing. And they were just, and they named them so that I guess, well, that's ahead of Alexa, right? I guess you could talk to your computer, it wouldn't do anything. And this is kind of freaky. In 2012, Kodak, okay, now you do know Kodak, the film company.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They filed for bankruptcy in 2012.
Really?
That because,
yeah.
I mean, people just, they got
they're
out of the
film. They're not doing film anymore.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. And, you know, that's, again, back in the day, if you were going to get your photos processed, you had to take them, like, to the drugstore, and they would, we'll have them back in 3 days.
Yeah.
And, You know, now, how many different options do you have? And you don't have to just print if you want, even if you want
to
print up.
So this, we took my nieces to the Houston Zoo.
Okay.
And we had a plan, and it was, well, we're going to get them the little portable cameras. You know, the ones where
sure.
you just click, and it's for kids. You know, the
right.
little kids, they were so excited. We found them, and we take them to the zoo, and we have a great time. And we come back home, and Hannah's at home with them, and I'm going to run up to the CVS and get them developed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because that's what you do.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I take them to the CVS, and you'd have thought that I told her a nuclear warhead was about to blow up the store. Like, she would just stared at me.
Really?
And I was like, no, I want these like these developed.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know what that is.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, okay, time out. And so you know what? So the solution was I ran over to Walmart because I had taken pictures on my iPhone and just printed this.
Oh.
So we lost.
You never got them developed?
Never got them developed because I couldn't.
But we talked about how these are disposable cameras, right?
Disposable cameras.
We talked about how disposable cameras are like making a comeback at weddings and stuff.
This was a few years ago.
Okay,
but still. They could have done it, but...
She just looked at you like you had three heads.
She was in the technology gap.
Right. But I ended up taking them to another place like the next day.
Oh, okay.
And they said it'll be like 7 or 8 days or something.
Yeah.
So you can do it, but...
It's not going to be instant.
It was not. No, it was not. It was foreign.
Does not check the box for instant gratification, mm-hmm. which is, of course, what we're all looking for now. 7:30.
WTAW News time is 7:34. It is 49 degrees. This look of news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Without advance notice, Brazos County Commissioner Steve Aldrich discovers he's no longer a county representative on the board of the Brazos Valley Economic Development Corporation.
The first thing I heard about this was when I saw it on the agenda, and I assumed that was it.
County Judge Dwayne Peters said he was already planning to replace Aldrich, who would have completed his sixth year on the EDC board May 31st. Peters said he wanted Nancy Berry involved in the search of the agency's next director. This week's sale at the Brazos Valley Livestock Commission included an arrest on a charge of stealing 8 head of cattle. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office was contacted by the Texas Southwest Cattle Raisers Association, which forwarded concerns that cattle delivered on Monday had been stolen. One of the red flags from the Livestock Commission was that the suspect's address came back to an abandoned warehouse. The man who was arrested, 30-year-old Zachary Lindsay of College Station, worked for the company where the cattle was stolen. Lindsay denied stealing the animals, according to the arrest report. The Blinn College Board of Trustees learned more about the college's veterinary technology program during this week's meeting. Chancellor Mary Hensley says Blinn's vet tech students have seen success as a result of a partnership with Texas A&M.
Blinn's first-time national board examination pass rate ranks number one in the state of Texas.
Dean Elmer Godney says the program benefits from being located at Texas A&M's Veterinary Teaching Hospital and students being able to complete clinical rotations with A&M's vet students.
And I will mention that all of our students have a job when they graduate.
There are currently 32 students in the program, which consists of two different tracks of 2 or 3 years. The largest employer in the Bryan College Station Bio Corridor has internships for high school students. That was a takeaway from College Station School Board President Jeff Horak, who was among those learning about Fujifilm Diosynth Biotechnologies at this week's Brazos County Intergovernmental Committee meeting.
They mentioned that they have 40-something openings, I think, right now for internships, and some of those kids would have an opportunity to kind of move through, even without going into the college ranks, more of the technical and vocational ranks, and land a permanent position here.
Board member Geraldine Nolan learned about the importance of the entire community to retain Fuji and attract similar businesses to BCS. The principal of Bryan ISD's new intermediate school shared during this week's board meeting the process of selecting the mascot and school colors. Alfred Scott said both reflect the school's namesake, O.W. Sadbury Sr., who was the principal at BISD's former Booker T. Washington Elementary School from 1949 until 1970. Scott said because there was no mascot, they learned about Sadbury's studies at Tuskegee Institute and his love for the Tuskegee Airmen who flew Mustangs.
There was one mascot that kept coming up, and I can tell you we had aviators. We had the pilots. We had lions. Lions was an interesting one. They said that they looked at him as a lion protecting his cubs. And so that was interesting. But there was one that just kind of stuck out. and that would be the Mustangs.
School colors at Sadbury will be royal blue and white, which were the colors at Booker T. Washington. And a broken sewer line has shut down today's programming at the City of College Station's Meyer Center. The city's social media stated that the broken sewer line was not related to parking lot work at the center. WTAW News time is 7:37. It's 49 degrees. This look of news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-94.5 WTAW.
Good morning. It's the Infomaniacs on this Thursday morning. It's 7:39. Weather's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com today.
Mix of sunshine and clouds across the region today. Highs will be in the middle to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the middle 40s. Mostly cloudy on Friday, cooler. Highs only in the upper 50s. Plenty of clouds around Friday night, low 45 to 50. And partly to mostly cloudy on Saturday with some rain likely. High temperatures again in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, 1620-94.5. WTAW.
Aggie men's basketball got the win last night. We'll hear from head coach Buzz Williams coming up in sports.
There you go. And big crowd, Chelsea was telling us who was
there. Over 12,000.
Lots of, it was just good to see the students back.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's good. So
well up into the second deck, obviously.
And that's what we want. You know, it's been a long, long time. That's back to Billy Clyde days.
It got loud. Like it was fun.
All right. Hey, so here we go. It's Thursday, and of course, that means that we've got a $25 gift card on the line from Maria Mia's. They're available online, by the way. Maria Mia's TexMexCantina.com. They've got happy hour specials from Tuesday through Thursday. It's out of context. You know, it's that deal where we play you an audio cut from something that we did
last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you come up with the right answer. So here we go.
Here it is.
They roll it out a month before the Super Bowl, you know, which is
That's true.
Pretty smart. They get it out there, maybe get it established, because obviously people are going to look for new snackaroos when it comes to that. So, we'll see.
New snackaroos
before they
Super
have
Bowl.
The commercials.
See how that happens.
I love that. Tell us what snackaroos they are talking about. A, barbecue-flavored Doritos. B, Cheeto pretzels. C, plant-based beef jerky, or D, kale sticks.
Yeah, what was it? Text us with the right answer and your first and last name to 979-695-1620.
So apparently there is a video of a husband calling contest in 2017 that is making the rounds. It's from the Iowa State Fair, and it features the top five finalists. Obviously, it's all in good fun, especially because the grand prize was $5.
$5. Oh, okay.
What is a husband calling contest?
Well, I knew you were going to ask, and so actually we've got a little audio here.
Oh, good.
The winning caller really looks the part, too, from her pioneer dress to her Sunday go-to-church hat. But this, I think, in descending order, from five down to the first place winner, and here we go. And, yeah.
Roy.
Honey,
yeah.
Get yourself in here. Woo! Terry, come on. Let's go.
Carrie.
Get here right now. We're late. Stan. Stan. Chris called. The cattle are out. You got to go help me find the cattle.
Terry.
Wow.
Got some lungs on her.
How about that?
Darren! Get over here! Will you help me with the baby? Darren!
No, Jared's in trouble.
Yeah.
Randy! Mom, I have dinner ready for you! Randy, my love!
Wow. They had a plastic bag over the microphone. I'm just
okay.
Unreal,
oh, yeah. So yeah. Do you think if I practice those, I could call a husband into my future?
Oh, man. Do you want to do that?
Those were loud.
Yeah, they
do
really
I
were.
Do I want to call a husband? No.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah, that's it. And again,
some of them were more loving. Some of them sounded angry. Yeah.
They did, which, could be part
but
of the
But good
deal.
For those ladies.
Yep. Congratulations.
And whoever won.
Yep. So two burglars. Raiding a home in the UK got a little help from a four-year-old who lived there. He got up at 3 o'clock in the morning to investigate sounds that he heard when he found the strangers in the darkened living room, who told the kiddo that they were a friend of his mommy's.
Mm.
They told the boy that they had to come and borrow the TV and stereo, but didn't want to disturb her because it was so late. He was delighted to help.
Of
held
course.
The door open for them as they left.
Oh, this is like opposite good. Of Home Alone.
It's like the Grinch.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Whenever he tells...
Yep. Yep.
All right. So I guess this could be trivia or some amazing fact when you're just sitting around and you need to have something to share with your friends. If you go through almost any small town in U.S. America, you'll see at least one statue. It may be somebody who is a local person, or it might be somebody who has national stature, if you will. Statues in large cities run into the hundreds, and New York, for instance, has over 800. Across all of the cities in U.S. America, the person most honored by statues is Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
16th mm-hmm. President of the United States. 191 monuments or statues to Lincoln. He is trailed by George Washington, who has 171.
I sure hope he doesn't get canceled.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's right.
It's going to be a lot of statue removal.
Got to do that.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Sean Burnett with your morning sports update on 1620-945 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Destination Bryan. Your legendary staycation is right here at home in Bryan, Texas, including one-of-a-kind restaurants and nationally recognized museums. Visit DestinationBryan.com for more information. A&M men's basketball continued their win streak with a 54-52 victory over Florida last night at Reed Arena. Head coach Buzz Williams on the win.
I thought everything was hard on both ends, and I think that that's the job that coach does. What an incredible job he's done in the first semester and taking over that program. The way they utilized 12, it just puts so much stress on you. And they've changed so much in the 2 weeks since we haven't played them. How they utilize their personnel, some of the actions they're running, they play a lot faster. They're scoring 16 more points a game. I think they were 58 when we played them last time, and they were 74 coming into tonight's game. So the changes they've made, obviously they've won every game. Yeah, it's for sure hard, all of it, on both sides.
With the win, the men moved to 13-5 overall and 5-0 in conference. They'll look ahead to a matchup with Kentucky on the road this Saturday at 1 p.m. A&M women's basketball heads to Alabama to take on the Crimson Tide tonight. The Aggies are 5-11 and 0-6 in SEC play. They've been shorthanded with just 7 players a lot this season. Head coach Joni Taylor on the thought process moving forward.
My thing is, if we stop trying, if we stop playing hard, if we quit, then we know we're not going to get a win. And so I think we see the progress we're making. And I think we fully believe that that's going to come at some point if we continue to do the things. But we can't worry about that. Again, our worry and our focus is on today when we go out there and practice. What are we doing to be better? What did we take from last night? The good things. What are some things that we can continue to work on? And how can we make that small step of improvement or that huge step of improvement in whatever area that is to, again, make ourselves better?
That game tips off tonight at 6 o'clock, and you can listen on the Zone 1150 AM and 93.7 FM. The Dallas Cowboys are looking to add some kicking insurance to the squad after Brett Maher missed 4 extra points in their wild card game Monday against the Buccaneers. They've added kicker Tristan Vizcaino to the practice squad ahead of the matchup with San Francisco. Offensive lineman Tyler Smith says he's not worried about Maher.
I mean, yeah, it was definitely a tough night. You know, as an athlete at any level, at any position, you know, sometimes you're gonna have a tough day. But, you know, he can shake back. He's very capable. You know, he knows he's very capable. We know he's very capable. So, you know, we just got to shake back this week. You know, this game is a new opportunity. I think that's just something important to remember, you know.
The Cowboys and 49ers will play in the divisional round this Sunday at 5:30. In the NBA, both Houston and Dallas lost last night. The Rockets went down to the Hornets, and the Mavericks lost to the Hawks, despite another big night from Luka Doncic. The Dallas Stars lost last night to the San Jose Sharks, and they'll be back in action tonight on the West Coast against the Los Angeles Kings. And more big upsets on the men's side at the Australian Open. Top-seeded American Taylor Fritz went down in 5 sets, while number 2 seed Casper Ruud lost to young American Jensen Brooksby in 4 sets. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Destination Bryan on 1620-945 WTAW. I'm Sean Burnett.
About 7 minutes till it's the Infomaniacs on a Thursday morning, and we'll head to Washington, D.C., and Congressman Michael McCaul joins us. Congressman, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me.
You know, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about a decision that Texas A&M has made as a system. I think UT has done it, and UNT as well. And that is to block TikTok from being on campus Wi-Fi. I'd like to get your thoughts there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a great decision. I've encouraged them to do this in University of Texas. Also, the Confucius Centers, which was a kind of a soft power of the Chinese Communist Party on our campuses. You know, you'll probably see a bill come out this Congress to ban TikTok nationwide, because it's the app itself, when you download it, is really a backdoor into your phone. It's used as a surveillance mechanism by the CCP, that being the Communist Chinese Party, to access what you're doing on your phone, the app you use, your keystrokes, your website, you know, web searches, things like that. And I think most, you know, I've got five kids, three are A&M. You know, everybody, the young kids, they like TikTok, but we need an American version of this and not one that's compromised by the Chinese Communist Party.
Now, we don't want to pick winners and losers, but by the same token, do we need to have another place then for these people to go? Because obviously they'll be angry that they're missing TikTok, maybe not understanding the ramifications of it, but where do we go to get a replacement platform?
Well, that's right. And there are other platforms similar to TikTok in the United States. And what we're going to try to do, yeah, you're right, this would be, like, if I pass this bill in Congress, Scott, I'll probably be very unpopular with my children and their friends. But having said that, their safety is paramount to me. I don't want them to be a victim of the Chinese Communist Party surveilling their activities on the phone. Everything they do on TikTok is retained by China. And so, you know, we're looking at other companies in the United States that can fill that void that's, you know, made in America, that's safe for them to use, safe for our children, and not something that is, you know, under surveillance.
Since we talked last, the chaos with Southwest Airlines hit a lot of travelers. And then apparently last week, some obsolete internal computer systems at the FAA grounded all the flights. Concerns me on a couple of fronts there. Elected officials, I mean, you're pointing fingers. I understand this is a Democrat administration. But it seems like we've got some outdated computer systems that really transcends politics. We're talking several administrations. And is this something that really the government needs to be looking into and correcting?
No, yes, 100%. I sent a letter to the Secretary of Transportation along with the Chairman of Transportation Infrastructure.
4 minutes away from your next Fox News top of the hour newscast.
Here, let me cut that back. All right, there we go. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is that part of your program?
No. Yeah, I just had a knob turned up. So excuse me. So go ahead. So you were on a letter to an organization having to do with
the
it.
The Secretary of Transportation, right. Pete Buttigieg, and you know, the thing is, this is the largest failure really since or grounding since 9/11. So it is very serious. We don't think it was a cyber attack. That's the good news. I think you're correct. It looks like this is more kind of antiquated, outdated software. You remember Southwest Airlines got grounded? All those planes grounded because they had outdated algorithms. I think this is a similar situation. And we just can't afford that with our air traffic controllers. This is way too serious of a business. It is, to your point, a bipartisan effort to make sure that our, you know, air travel is safe. And if air traffic controllers or systems are outdated, we need to update those. The last thing we want are, you know, plane crashes due to outdated software.
Congressman Michael McCaul joining us this morning. World leaders are at the World Economic Conference in Davos. It happens every year. What are you hearing from there that maybe concerns you, or what are the things that you feel like are positive coming out of there?
Well, you know, I think always, you know, and I went there last year to, you know, basically bring the narrative that China and their aggressive policies are a threat. I think what you're going to hear a lot at the summit are these four main adversary nations, Russia, China, Iran, North Korea. What is the free world and the West doing about this aggression that we're seeing taking place? I hope we're having discussions about Europe and NATO stepping up to the plate when it comes to Ukraine to bear their burden, their share of the burden. After all, it's in their backyard. And I think they're going to be talking about the World Economic Summit in general in terms of, the world economy, how it's being impacted. They'll probably be talking about, global health issues as well. And I'm sure they'll be talking about climate change. But, I think the answers to climate change are with technology, not by mandating that we have an agreement with China where they don't have to comply for, 15 years after we do. I think it's got to be all in the same field here. And so I think that's probably the issues they're talking about.
Likewise, are we seeing energy once again becoming a weapon? I think Europe has dodged the bullet when it comes to climates. It has not been a really, really cold winter so far. But, of course, that could change in a matter of a week or so.
Well, Europe put themselves in a bad spot. They basically decided, Germany particularly decided, they were going to be dependent on Russian energy through the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. I and others sanctioned that pipeline, mandatory congressional sanctions. The president, unfortunately, waived those sanctions, allowing Putin to complete his pipeline in Europe. That was a mistake, and I think everybody knows that now, especially the Europeans, who wish, in hindsight, that we'd had American LNG terminals, liquefied natural gas terminals, into Europe rather than them being dependent on Russian energy. I think what you're also seeing that I think is exciting, and by the way, they're doing this at the Rellis campus at A&M, is nuclear energy. The EU has decided that nuclear is green because it has zero carbon emissions. I think this is a very promising form of energy. So you're seeing more European nations, like France has already done this, but other nations moving towards nuclear. And when these small modular nuclear reactors, these are the really, really small portable reactors that are very safe, that can be moved around. When those are out on the market, I think that's going to really transform energy as we know it.
And we do need a revolutionary change in energy. I don't think there's any doubt. Is this a situation that we'll find? There'll be some resistance in Congress over this kind of legislation, but can we feel more comfortable with nuclear energy generation now?
100%. I mean, we're way beyond Three Mile Island, Chernobyl. And we're not even talking about these massive, 10-year construction nuclear sites. We're talking about something that's the size of a pickup truck with the small modulars, with the micro, which A&M's working on. You're talking about 1 meter by 1 meter. That could power the entire city of College Station, something that small. And it can be done safely and renewable as well with the waste. So I think this is going to be transformational. But, we still have to, we need to produce fossil fuels in this country. Liquefied natural gas is clean as well. The idea that we're going to be dependent on Saudi Arabia and the Middle East again for our energy takes me back to the Jimmy Carter days when we were dependent on foreign sources of energy. I don't think the United States should be dependent on any foreign sources of energy or semiconductors or rare earth minerals or medical. These are all the supply chains that we need to start making here in the United States and not be so dependent on foreign sources.
Finally this morning, business of the Congress. Today, you'll look at breaking the debt cap, raising that amount. Is this something that is a done deal? I know the White House doesn't want to be talking to the Speaker about this, but is this something that is inevitable?
Well, they don't want to be talking to House Republicans. We want to cut spending. We have a proposal to cut $130 billion as part of the proposal, of any proposal to raise, the debt ceiling. I don't like raising the debt ceiling. We're at a debt of over $31 trillion right now. Over the last, several years under the Biden administration, that debt has raised. And you know, I'll be honest, it's gone up under both Republican and Democrat administrations. But we can't afford to hand that down to our children. And so we have to start making some really tough decisions, Scott. And I think not only, you know, only a third of the budget does Congress have control over. That's called discretionary spending. And that includes our defense and homeland and all the things, you know, the border and all that, that we're not doing enough on, by the way. But it's a mandatory spending that's on auto glide path, two-thirds, that we have no control over, that's mandatory automatic spending. We have to find a way to basically reform those programs to save them in the long term and cut this spending path that we're on, because our children and grandchildren can't afford this.
Certainly one of the elements that's going to cause this to happen is the student loan forgiveness program, and that's costing $5 billion a month. Do you see that the Biden administration will finally put that to rest and that'll have to be taken care of?
You know, I look at this as a fairness issue. You know, when I talk to groups, you know, how many of y'all have had student loans? How many of you paid them back? I mean, is it fair to them to then have another population that have their student loans wiped out? Now, I'm sympathetic to student loans. We need to get, you know, better student loans and interest rates. But to completely wipe them out, I think it's not fair to those who paid student loans. And again, we're adding to this debt that we can't afford. I think it's classic, you know, chicken in every pot. It's a classic election thing to do, is, you know, giving away free money. You know, but it's never really free. It's coming from the taxpayer. And at the end of the day, we're going to have to pay it back in the form of debt, which primarily is being serviced by China. And it puts us in a very vulnerable position.
Congressman Michael McCaul joining us this morning. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thank you for the time this morning, Congressman.
Oh, thanks, Chuck. Great to be on your show.
All right, look forward to it again. Bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.